Nolte, Hasbro hitched its wagon to Disney and 1,900 lost their jobs. By John Nolte on December 13, 2023. Hasbro Toys has just announced the layoff of 1,100 souls a few weeks before Christmas, which comes 2 years after extending a deal with the Disney grooming syndicate to sell Star Wars, Marvel, and Indiana Jones toys. Oops! Hasbro already laid off 800 staffers earlier this year. Hasbro CEO Chris Cox blamed this setback on headwinds and a slowdown in toy sales after the COVID lockdown toy sales boom. Let's not be too hard on him. Like the corporate media, the FBI, and politicians, CEOs are paid to lie. We all know what the headwinds are. To begin with, the insane inflation caused by Bidenomics, which has murdered the spending power of the average family. And then there are the groomers. With the benefit of 2 years of hindsight, this is pretty amusing. Hasbro Incorporated today announced an extended relationship with Lucasfilm, renewing its long-standing licensing deal for Star Wars, and announcing a new agreement to develop products based on the Indiana Jones franchise. The Indiana Jones line by Hasbro will be available and globally in 2023, aligning with the release of the highly anticipated new Indiana Jones feature film. Disney has long valued its relationship with Hasbro in developing fresh, imaginative products and toys that delight our fans of all ages, gushed Stephanie Young, president of the Disney Grooming Syndicate's Consumer Products, Games, and Publishing. We're thrilled to continue collaborating with this iconic company, one that will help lift our consumer experiences across the Marvel, Star Wars and now Indiana Jones franchises to new heights for years to come. 2 years later, Star Wars is more hated than ever. Marvel movies are flopping, and the highly anticipated new Indiana Jones feature film went down in an ocean of red ink without a trace of impact on popular culture. This is no surprise. No normal child ever said, "Let's go to the store so I can get action figures of an 80-year-old Indy with his cool girl boss sidekick, an overweight lesbian with a lightsaber, and those joyless transsexual Marvel harridans." Now, how do we know Hasbro's layoffs are the fault of the Disney grooming syndicate's serial box office failures, which in turn are the fault of Disney going full woke-atard? After all, no one is saying this is the case. According to its CEO, all Hasbro is dealing with here is headwinds in the world of overall toy selling. So what makes John Nolte so smart? Prepare yourselves for some infallible logic. If overall toy sales are down, why are sales over at Mattel soaring? At this point, you might put your hands on your hips and ask, well, what does Mattel's success have to do with the success or failure of movies? One word, say it with me, Barbie. Barbie billings jumped 16% in the July to September period compared with 2022, driven by the success of the first ever film starring the doll, reports the Jew-hating BBC. You see, this is the Disney grooming syndicate's Achilles heel. It all starts with successful movies and TV shows, especially at Disney. Disney is a massive multinational corporation that can easily afford to lose $1 billion at the box office in 2023. Due to Disney theme parks, merchandising, cruises, and the like, box office receipts are a very small part of Disney's business. But everything begins with movies and TV shows. The whole idea of the cruises, theme parks, and merchandising is to extend the experience of a Toy Story, Lion King, Frozen, Peter Pan, Iron Man, Star Wars, etc. But when people sour on Disney and its brands, the failure rolls downhill. Fewer toys are purchased and nearly 2,000 lose their jobs at Hasbro. Eventually, Disney's open embrace of grooming and queering little boys and girls will infect the rest of the business. Hasbro shouldn't do business with evil. Bad things happen when you do business with evil. Bad things should happen when you do business with evil. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.